ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलनं तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो मध्यलीला थर्ड चैप्टर 31 वर्स। आगे आचार्य श्री रहिला नमस्कार करी, आचार्य देखी बोले प्रभु मने संशय करी। आगे इन फ्रंट आचार्य आचार्य आशी कमिंग रहिला स्टूड नमस्कार करी मेकिंग ऑफ द सेंसेस। आचार्य देखी श्री अद्वैत आचार्य बोले सेज प्रभु द लॉर्ड मने विदिन हिज माइंड संशय करी डाउटिंग। When Advaitacharya arrived, he stood before the Lord and offered his obeisances. After seeing him, the Lord began to wonder about the entire situation. Tumi Acharya Gosai eta ke ra ami vandavane tumi ke mate janila. Tumi, you are suddenly Acharya Gosani Advaitacharya eta here kene why aila. You have come, Ami, I, Vrindavane, Vrindavan, to me, you came at a, how, Janila, you, still in the ecstasy, the Lord asked Advaitacharya, why did you come here? How did you know that I was in Vrindavan? Acharya kare tumi yaha se Vrindavana, mora bhagya ganga tire tumara agamana. Acharya kare, tumi yaha, wherever you are, say that Vrindavana, Vrindavan, mora bhagya, the great fortune, Ganga Tira on the bank of the Ganges, Tomara, Azamana, your appearance. Advaitacharya disclosed the whole situation, telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. Now it is my great fortune that you have come to the bank of the Ganges. Prabhu Kaya Nityananda Amare Vanchila, Ganga Ke Aniya More Yamuna Kahila. Prabhu Kaya, the Lord replied, Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Amare, me, Vanchila has treated Ganga K to the bank of the Ganges, Aniya, bringing more, me, Yamuna, the river Yamuna, Kahila informed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, Ganga has treated me. He has brought me to the bank of Ganges and told me, it was the Yamuna. Acharya Kaya Mityanaya Sripada, Vachana, Yamuna Te Snana Tumi Karila Ekhana. Acharya kahe, Advaitacharya replied, Mithyana hai, Sripad Vachana, the words of Prabhu, Yamuna ke, in the river Yamuna, Sthana, bathing, to meet you, Karila, did, Ekhana, just now. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accused Nityananda of cheating him. Advaitacharya, whatever Nityananda has told you is not false. You have did just now your bath in the river Yamuna. Gangaya Yamuna vahe, अना एक हजार पश्चिम यमुना वह पूर्वे गंगा धार गंगा या विद द रिवर गैंजेस यमुना रिवर यमुना वह फ्लोस आना बिकमिंग एक धारा वन स्ट्रीम पश्चिम ऑन द वेस्टर्न साइड यमुना द रिवर यमुना वह फ्लोस पूर्वे ऑन द ईस्टर्न साइड गंगा धार द फ्लो ऑफ द गैंजेस अद्वैताचार्य देन एक्सप्लेन दैट द स्पॉट ऑफ द गैंजेस एंड यमुना फ्लो टुगेदर The western side was the Yamuna and on the eastern side was the Ganges. The Ganges and Yamuna mix at the confluence at Alaprayag. The Yamuna flows from the western side and the Ganges from the eastern side and they merge. Since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed on the western side, he took his bath in the river Yamuna.
Yes, sir. Text 37. पश्चिम धारे यमुना हाय तहन कैलस्ताना अर्धक को पीना चादी सूक्ष्म कर परिधान पश्चिम धारे इन द वेस्टर्न यमुना द रिवर यमुना हाय क्लोज तहन देर कैले यू डिड स्थान बाथिंग अर्ध वेट को पीना अंडर वेर चादी गिविंग अप सुखा ड्राई करा दू परि Paridhana putting on. Advaitacharya then suggested that since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taken his bath in the river Yamuna and his underwear was not wet, now wet, the Lord should change his underwear for dry garments. 38 प्रेमावेशतीन अच्छ उपवास आजी मोरा गाही भिक्षा चला मोरा वासा प्रेम अवेशे इन द एस्टेसी ऑफ लव थीना धीना थ्री डेज अच्छा यू आर उपवासा फास्टिंग आजी टुडे मोरा माई घरे एट दी हाउस भिक्षा आम चल काइंडली कम मोरा वासा टू माई रेसिडेंस. Advaitacharya said, you have been fasting continuously for 3 days in your ecstasy of love for Krishna. I therefore invite you to my home, where you will kindly take your arms. Come with me to my residence. Eka mushti ana muni kari yacha paka sukharuka yavajana kailu supahara paka. Eka mushti, one palmful, anna rice, muni I. Kariyojan have done. Paka, cooking. Sukha Rukha, not very luxurious. Yajana, vegetables. Khailun, I have done. Supa, liquid vegetables. Ara and Saka, spinach. Advaita Prabhu continued. At my home, I have just cooked one palmful of rice. The vegetables are always very simple. There is no luxurious cooking. Simply a little liquid vegetables and spinach. Ethapali nokhaya chadhana nila nija ghara bhada pra salana kaila ananda antara. Ethapali, saying this, nokhaya chadhana, making him board the small boat, nila took nija ghara to his own residence, paka prasalana, washing the feet. Kaila did Ananda Antara, very happy within himself. Saying this, Sri Advaita Acharya took the Lord into the boat and brought the Lord to his residence. There Advaita Acharya washed the feet of the Lord and consequently very happy within. 41. Prachani Paka Kariya Chena Acharyani Vishnu Smara Samparpana Kaila Acharya Pa Papani. Prathame, first, Paka, cooking. Kariya Chena, performed. Acharyani, the wife of Advaita Acharya. Vishnu Samarpana, offering to Lord Vishnu. Kaila did Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Apani himself. All the vegetables were first cooked by the wife of Advaita Acharya. Then Shila Advaita Acharya personally offered everything to Lord Vishnu. This is the ideal household's life. The husband and wife live together, and the husband works very hard to secure paraphernalia for worshipping Lord Vishnu. The wife at the home cooks a variety of foods for Lord Vishnu, and the husband offers it to the deity. After that, aarti is performed and the prasadam is distributed among family members and guests. According to the Vedic principles, they must always be a guest in a household's house. In my childhood, I have actually seen my father receive not less than 4 guests every day, and in those days, my father's income was not very great. Nonetheless, there was no difficulty in offering prasadam to at least 4 guests every day. According to the Vedic principles, a householder before taking lunch should go outside and shout very loudly to see if there is anyone without food. In this way, he invites people to take prasadam. If someone comes, the householder offers him prasadam, and if there is not much left, he should offer his own portion to the guest. If no one responds to his call, the householder can accept his own lunch. Thus, the householder's life is also a kind of austerity. Because of this, the householder's life is called the Grihasthashram. Although a person may live with his wife and children happily in Krishna consciousness, he also observes the regulative principles followed in any temple. If there is no Krishna consciousness, the householder's abode is called a Grihamedi's house. Householders in Krishna consciousness are actually Grihasthas, that is, those living in the ashrama with their family and children. Sri Advaita Prabhu was an idol Grihastha, and his house was the idol Grihasthashram.
Okay, any comment?
No, Prabhuji.
Okay, next. तीन खानी भोग बढ़ाएला सामा करी कृष्ण रा भोग बढ़ाएला धातु पत्रो परी तीन खानी इंटीग्रेशन भोग को फुल बढ़ाएला डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड साम इक्वल करी मेकिंग कृष्ण रा भोग फुल ऑफर टू कृष्ण बढ़ाएला वाज अरेंज धातु पात्र उपरी ऑन अ मेटल प्लेट All the prepared food was divided into three equal parts. One part was arranged on a metal plate for offering to Lord Krishna. The word Baraila, meaning increased, is very significant in this verse. It is a sophisticated word used by the disciples in Bengal. Whenever food is prepared and we take away a portion, the food is actually decreased. But here it is the system to say Baraila for increased. If food is prepared for Krishna and offered to him and the Vaishnava, the stock is increased, never decreased. Okay, Mother, next.
Text 43. Patisa atiya khalara agatiya pathe duhita ni bhoga badaila bhala mati. Patisa atiya, producing 32 branches, khalara of the banana tree. Angatiya undivided, pathe only, duitani in two places, bhoga the eatable, badala arranged, bala matte very nicely. Of the three division, one was arranged on a metal plate and the other two were arranged on plantain leaves. These leaves were not bifurcated and they were taken from a banana tree that held at least 32 branches of bananas. The two plates were filled very nicely with the kind of food described below. Madhipita krita shika shali annera sutta supa chari dekha vyanjana dunga ara muga supa madhi in the middle pitta elo krita shika wet with clarified butter shali annera of very fine cooked rice, stupa a mound, chari deke surrounding the mound of rice, vyajana dunga vegetable pots, ara and muga supa dal made of split moong. The cooked rice was a stack of very fine grains nicely cooked and in the middle was yellow clarified butter from the milk of cows. Surrounding the stack of rice was pots made of the skins of the banana tree, and in these pots were a variety of vegetables and noodles. Sardaka vastukashaka vivita prakara uthala kushmanda bhari manakachu ara. Sardaka, pots with ginger dishes. Vastukashaka, spinach. Vivida various prakara kinds, puthala a kind of vegetable, kushmanda squash, bhari with split dal, mana kachu the root of the vegetable tree called kachu, ara and among the cooked vegetables were puthala squash, mana kachu and a salad made with pieces of ginger and various types of spinach. Jai hai maricha shuka dhiya sabha phala mule amrita ni bhaka pancha vedi tika jale Jai hai maricha with black pepper and chai a kind of spice shukta vegetables made bitter dhiya vedi sabha all phala mule various kinds of fruits and roots amrita nindakha defining nectar Pancha Vidha, five kinds of Tikta, Bitter, Jale and Panjit. There was Sukta, bitter melon mixed with all kinds of vegetables, defying the taste of nectar. There was five types of bitter and pungent Suktas. Kumala Nimba Patra Saha Bhaja Bhaktakhi Puthala Pula Vadi Baja Kushmanda Mana Chaki Komala newly grown Bimba Patra Bimba leaves Saha with Baja fried Vartaki eggplant Puthala with Puthala fruit Pulabadi, a preparation of dal, bhaja, fried, kushmanda, squashes. Manachaki, the food called manachaki. Amongst the various vegetables, the newly grown leaves of bimba trees fried with eggplant. The fruit known as potala was fried with pulabadi, a kind of dal preparation, first mashed and then dried in the sun. And there was also a preparation known as kushmanda manachaki. We request our editors of cookbooks to add all these nice preparations described by the experienced author Srila Kaviraj Goswami.
Okay. Narikela, Shashyachana, Chana, Sarkara, Madhura, Mochaganda, Dugda, Kusmanda, Sarkara, Chura, Narikela, Shashya, the pulp of coconut, Chana, curd, Sarkara, Sarkara, fruit sugar, Madhura, very sweet. Mocha ghanta, a semi-solid preparation made banana flour, dugda kusmanda, newly grown squash cut into pieces and boiled in milk, sakala all, the chura, plentiful. The preparation made with coconut pulp mixed with curd and rock candy was very sweet. There was a curry made of banana flours and squash boiled in milk, all in great quantity. Madhur Amla Bada Amlazi Pancha Chaya Sakala Vyanjana Kaila Loke Yatahaya Madhur Amla Bada Sweet and Sour Cakes Amla Adi Sour Preparations Pancha Chaya 5 or 6 Sakala Vyanjana All Vegetables Kaila made loke for the people yata haya as many as there were. There were small cakes, sweet and sour sauce and 5 or 6 kinds of sour preparation. All the vegetables were so made that everyone present could take prasadam. Mudga bada, kala bada, masa bada, shira puri nari, Mudga Bada, soft cake made with mung. Kala Bada, soft cake made with fried banana. Masa Bada, soft cake made with red dal. Mishta, various kinds of sweets. Shira Puli, condensed milk mixed with rice cakes. Narikela, a portion of coconut, yata, all kinds of cakes, ista, desirable. There were soft cakes made with mung dal, soft cakes made with ripe bananas, soft cakes made with urad dal. There were various kinds of sweet cakes, condensed milk mixed with rice cakes, coconut preparation, and every kind of cake desirable. Patisa, Athiya kalara donga bada bada chale hale nahi donga ati bada bada Batisa Athiya producing 32 bunches of bananas. Kalara of the banana tree. Kalara of the banana tree. Donga pots made of leaves. Bada bada big chale hale nahi. They did not tilt or totter. Donga pots, ati, very, bada, big, bada, strong. All the vegetables were served in pots made of banana leaves. 10 trees producing at least 32 bunches of bananas. These pots were very strong and big, they did not tilt or totter. Panchasa, panchasa, donga, donga, vyanjane purina, tina bhogera, ashe, pashe, rakhi, rakhi la, dharina, panchasa, panchasa, 50 and 50, donga, pots, vyanjane with vegetables, purina, filling, pina, tree, bhogera, of eating places, ashe, pashe, all around, rakhila, kept, dharina, fixing. All around the three eating places were 100 pots filled with various kinds of vegetables. Sadhita payashanava mrita kundika bharina tine paste ghana vartha dhuta dharina sadhita payasha, sweet rice mixed with ghee, nava mrita kundika, new earthen pots, bharina filling, tina patre in three pots, ghana avarta dugdha, finely condensed milk, raketa were kept, dharina fixing, along with various vegetables was sweet rice mixed with ghee, which was kept in new earthen pots. Earthen pots filled with highly condensed milk were placed in three places. Dugdha cheta kalara dugdha lakra laki yateka karila taha kahitena saki. Dugdha cheta, chipped rice made with milk, kala mixed with bananas, ara and dugdha lak, lucky, a kind of squash known as lau, boiled with milk, yateka, all that karila was prepared. Taha, that, kahite, to describe, na, not, shaki, I am able. This is the other preparation. There were chipped rice made with milk and mixed with bananas, and also white squash, boiled milk. Indeed, it is not possible to describe all preparations that were made. Dui paashe dharila sabha vritha kundi ka bhari chanpa kala dadi sandesh kari tena pari. Dui paashe, on two sides, dharila kept sabha all vritha, earthen pots, bhari filling, chanpa kala, a kind of banana known as chanpa kala, the dhi sandesh mixed with yogurt and sandesh, kahite to say, na, not, pari, I am able. In two places there were earthen pots filled with another preparation made with yogurt, sandesh, a sweetmeat made with curd and banana. I am unable to describe it all. Anna ganjana pira tulsi manjari tina jala patre suvasita jala bhari. Anna ganjana upari, on top of the boiled rice and vegetables, bila place tulsi manjari, flowers of tulsi, tina, three, jala patre, water pots, suvasita, scented jala, water, bhari, filling. Upon the stack of boiled rice and all the vegetables were flowers of the tulsi trees. There were also pots filled with scented rose water. Tina subra pitha itha tara uparivasana tirte sakshat krishne karaila bhojana. Tina, three, subra pitha, white sitting places, tara of them, upari on top, soft cloth, e rupe in this, sakshat directly Krishna unto Krishna, ka raila, made to do bhojan, eating. There were three sitting places where soft cloths were. Thus Lord Krishna was offered all food and the Lord took it very pleasantly. Aratira kale du prabhu bolaila prabhu sange sabhe ashi arati vikta. Aratira kale, during the time of Aarti, Dui Prabhu, Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bolailo, he called Prabhu Sange with the Lord, with the Lord's, Sabhe, all other people, Ashi, come there, Aarti, the Aarti ceremony, Dikhila, observed. It is a system of, after offering food, to perform Bhog Aarti. Advaita Prabhu asked the two brothers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to come see the Aarti. the two lords and all others present went to see the aarti ceremony. Arati kariya Krishna karaila sayana Ashi Prabhu rethabe kaila nivedana. Arati kariya, after finishing the aarti, Krishna and Krishna karala nekru lying down to rest. Acharya, Advaita Acharya, Ashi coming. Prabhu re unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tabe then kaila made nivedana submission. After Aarti was performed for the deities in the temple, Lord Krishna was made to lie down to rest. Advaita Acharya then came out to submit something to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krihera bitare Prabhu karuna gamana Dui bhai aila tabe karite bhojana Krihera bitare within the room Prabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu karuna kindly do. This is not karuna, this is karuna. Kindly Gamana entering Dui Bhai, the two brothers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, Aila came Tabe then Karita Bhojana to partake of the prasadam. Shri Advaita Prabhu said, my dear lords, kindly enter this room. The two brothers Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu then came forward to take the prasadam. Okay, Mataji, then continue.
Yes. Text 61. Kuda Haridasa Dui Prabhu Bolaila Yodahata Dui Jana Kahite Lagiya Mukunda Kunda Haridas Haridasa Bo Prabhu, the two lords Bolaila called for Yodahate with folded hands Dui Jana, two persons Kahite Lagiya began to say. The Lord Chaitanya Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu went to accept the prasadam. They both called Mukunda and Haridas to come with them. However, Mukunda and Haridas folded hands spoke as follows. Mukunda kahi morat ki chukrita nahi sare panche muni prasadam paamu tumhi haya garahe. Mukunda kahe, Mukunda said, mora of me. Kinshu something kritya to perform nahi sare not yet finished pachi later muni I prasada prasadam pamu shall accept tumi yaha gahe you both kindly enter the room. When Mukunda was called for, he submitted, my dear sir, I have something to do that is not yet finished, later I shall accept the prasadam, so you two prabhus should now please enter the room. Haridasa kahi muni papita adhama bahire eka mushti pachi karimu bojana. Haridasa kahe, Haridas said, muni I pachi papita sinful adhama, lowest of men, bahireya outside, eka one mushti panful pachi later karimu I shall do bojana eating. Haridas Thakur said, I am the most sinful and lowest among men. Later I shall eat one palmful of prasadam while waiting outside. Although the Hindus and Muslims lived together in a very friendly manner, still there were distinction between them. The Muslims were considered yavanas or lowborn, and whenever a Muslim was invited, he would be fed outside of the house. All the personally called persons, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to take prasadam with them, still out of great humility, Haridas Thakur submitted, I shall take the prasadam outside of the house. Although Haridas Thakur was an exalted Vaishnava, accepted by Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nevertheless, in order not to disturb his social tranquility, he humbly kept himself in the position of a Muslim, outside the jurisdiction of the Hindu community. Therefore, he proposed to take prasadam outside the house. Although he was in an exalted position and equal to other great Vaishnavas, he considered himself a papita, a most sinful man, and an adhama, the lowest among men. Although a Vaishnava may be very advanced spiritually, he keeps himself externally humble and submissive.
Okay. Duhi Prabhu Nana Acharya Jena Bhitara Ghare Prasada Dekhiya Prabhu La Ananda Antare, the Prabhu, the two Prabhu, Chaitanya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. Lana with Acharya, Advaita Acharya Gira, in Bhitara within Gare, the room, Prasada. The Prasadam Dekhiya Sri Prabhu of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ananda Antare was very pleased with himself. Advaita Acharya took Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within the room. And the two lords saw the arrangement of the prasadam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was especially very pleased. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased because he saw how nicely so many varieties of food were prepared for Krishna. Actually, all kinds of prasadam are prepared for Krishna, not for the people. But the devotees partake of prasadam with great pleasure. Okay, Mataji, you can continue.
65. Achyana he Krishna ke kareya bhojana. Janme janme sira yuhunan tahana charana. I say in this way, Anna, the eatables, anyone who Krishna ke, unto Krishna, karaya, made to do, bhojana eating, janme janme birth after birth, shire on my head, dharon, I keep, tanhara, his charana, lotus feet. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved of all the methods employed in cooking, offered food to Krishna. Indeed, he was so pleased that he said, frankly, I will personally take the lotus feet of anyone who can offer Krishna such nice food and place those lotus feet on my head, birth after birth. 66. Prabhu jane tina boga krishnera naivedya acharyena mana pratam na nahi prabhura vidya. Prabhu jane, the Lord knows, tina boga, three divisions of boga, krishnera naivedya, offerings to Lord Krishna, acharya of Advaita Acharya, mana kataha, the intentions, nahi, not, prabhura, to the Lord, vidya, understandable. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the room, he saw three divisions of food, and he knew that all of these were meant for Krishna. However, he did not understand the intentions of Advaita Acharya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that one of these servings was offered in a metal dish and was meant for Krishna, whereas the other two were placed on a big banana tree leaf. The offerings on the metal plate were personally offered by Advaita Acharya to Krishna. The other two servings on the banana leaves were to be accepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. That was Advaita Acharya's intention. But he did not disclose this to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the food offered in three places, he thought that all of it was meant for Krishna.
So, any question or comment? Okay. Prabhu bole vaisa tina kariya bhojana. Acharya kahe ami kariva pariveshana. Prabhu bole, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, vaisa, sit down. Tina in the three places, kariya do bhojan eating. Acharya kahe, Vedasa replied, ami kariva pariveshana. I shall distribute. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let us sit down in these three places and we shall take prasadam. However, Advaita Acharya said, I shall distribute the prasadam. Konasthane vasiva ara anadui pato alpakari anitahe deha vyanjana bhato. Konasthane vasiva, where shall we sit down? Ara, other, ana, ring, dui pato, two leaves. Alpakari, making a small quantity. Ani, bringing. Tahe, on that. Deha, give vyanjana, vegetables, bhat, and boiled rice. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that all three servings were meant for distribution. Therefore, he asked for another two banana leaves, saying, let us have a very little quantity of vegetable and rice. Acharya kahe vaisa dune pindi ra upare itabali hate dhari vasaila dunhare. Acharya kahe, Advaita said, vaisa, sit down, dune, you two, pindi ra upare, on the planks of wood, itabali, saying this, hate dhari, catching their hands, vasaila dunhare, said that to Lordstown. Abhyacharya said, just sit down here on these seats. Stretching the hands, he set them both down. Prabhu kaya sinasira vakshanaya upakarana iha khaile kaiche haye indriya varana. Prabhu kaya, the Lord said, sinasira vaya sinasi bhakshya to be eaten. Mahe, this is not upakarana, where it is a food, iha, this khaile, the eating kaiche, how there is indriya senses, varana, control. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, it is not for the first and natural creatures with a variety of foods. If he does, how can he get those senses? But upakarana indicates a variety of foods, such as dal, vegetables, other varieties of possible dishes that one can eat continuously with rice. It is not for the first and natural to eat such palatable dishes. If he did so, he would not be able to control his senses. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not encourage sannyasi to eat very palatable dishes for the whole Vaishnava cult is Vairagya Vidya, as renounced as possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Raghunath Das Goswami not to eat very palatable dishes, wear very nice garments or talk on mundane subjects. These things are prohibited for those in the renounced order. A devotee does not accept anything to eat that is not offered, not first offered to Krishna. All the rich foods offered to Krishna are given to for the householders. There are many things, nice things offered to Krishna, garland, bedsteads, nice food, and even nicely prepared pan, betel nuts, but a humble Vaishnava thinking his body material and she does not accept such preparation. He thinks that by accepting such things, he will offend the lotus feet of the Lord. Those who are sahajiyas cannot understand what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant when he asked Advaita Acharya to bring two separate gifts and give a small quantity of the prasadam to him. Okay.
Yes.
Any comment or question?
Prabhupada was mentioned about the Bhogarti. So it's usually in the previous verses we read, it said about Bhogarti, right?
Sorry, I'm not able to hear clearly.
So in the previous verses, it was mentioned about the Bhogarti. That is, they do ask.
Previous verse, okay.
Yeah, so it's done once, like in the afternoon. So how is it done?
So what is the question?
Is it usually done once during the day, that is in the afternoon, or is it once or
in the evening also they offer bhoga, no?
Yeah, so that time also they do. So every time we
offer
bhoga,
and after
bhoga,
that they have aarti.
Okay, so whenever one offers bhoga, there will be aarti also.
Yeah, after that generally the aarti is kept after the bhoga.
Okay.
That is the same, in the lunch time and evening time also.
Thank you. Shall I read the question?
Next. Yeah.
71. Acharya kahi shada tumhi apal nara churi. Avi sabab jani tomara sanyasera bhari guru. Acharya kahi, Advaita Acharya replied, Choda, give up, Tomu, you, Apanara, of yourself, Churi, the concealment, Ami, I, Sabha, all, Jane, no, Tomara, of you, Sanya, Sera, of the acceptance of the renounced order, Bari, Muri, the confidential meaning. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept the food that had already been served, Advaita Acharya said, please give up your concealment, I know what you are, and I know the confidential meaning of your accepting the sannyas order. Bhojana karaha chada vachana chaturi prabhu kahi eta ana kaitana vari. Bhojana karaha, kindly accept this prasadam, chada, give up, vachana chaturi, jugglery of words, prabhu kahi, the Lord said, eta, so much, anna, food, Advaita to each Na Pari, I'm not able. Advaitacharya thus requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to eat and give up jugglery words. The Lord replied, I certainly cannot eat so much food. Acharya Pali Akapate Kakaraha Ahara Yadi Kaite Na Para Pata Jahi Beka Ara. Acharya Pali, Advaitacharya says, Akapate, without pretense, Karaha, kindly do, Ahara, eating, Yadi is Kaite, to eat. Na Para, you are not able, Pate, on the leaf. Rahi Bekahara, let the balance remain. Advaitacharya then requested the Lord to simply accept the prasadam without pretense. If he could not eat it all, the balance would be left on the plate. Prabhu Bale Eta Anna Nari Ba Kaite Sanyasera Dharma Na E Uchita Rakete. Prabhu Bale, the Lord said, Eta so much Anna eatables. Nariba, I will not be able, Kathe, to eat, Sanyasera of the Sanyasi. Dharme Nahi, it is not the duty, Uchitta, remnants of food, Rakhite, to keep. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will not be able to eat so much food, and it is not the duty of a Sanyasi to leave the remnants. According to Srimad Bhagavatam 11.18.19, Bahi Jala Sayam, Gatvatatopa Rashyate Vagyatah Vibhajya Pavittam Sesham Bhujita Sheham Haritam. Whatever edibles Sannyasi gets from a householder's house, he should take outside near some lake or river, and after offering the food to Vishnu, Brahma and the sun, three divisions, he should eat the entire offering and not leave anything for others to eat.
Okay, any questions?
So
the question is that why then in this con, Sannyasi is there, it's a remnant for the disciples.
Okay.
So what is the answer?
Sannyasis leave remnants, is it?
What?
Do Sannyasis leave remnants?
Yeah, here it is mentioned that they should not leave remnants.
Yeah,
we see in ISKCON that they leave remnants for the disciples, or at least. So, what is the answer for that? Yeah, so I think the important thing is that there are certain prohibitions for sannyasi, but Prabhupada did not follow those prohibitions, certain things, because first of all, it's a preaching moment. So we are meant to give mercy to others, share mercy and compassion. And second thing is that it is also mentioned in Shastra that the remnants of food left by the pure devotees, they are very powerful. So I think this is a category of sannyas where one is not like inclined towards preaching, or one is probably not doing preaching. So there are different stages of sannyas, and probably this is one of the stages of sannyas where a sannyas is just begging and accumulating food, just to take care of his body needs. So probably, so that kind of standard here it is mentioned. But otherwise, and generally, you know, any devotee would actually not leave anything because they want to finish off everything, whatever is offered to them. So because it is prasad, so they don't want to waste it. But for the sake of others, for the sake of benefit of others, they will leave it. And obviously, so that means that they are also giving compassion to others. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Acharya bola nila chalo khao choyana bara ek bare anna khao Shatashat Vara, Acharya Bale, Advaita Acharya replies, generally cow, wheat, Chauvyana Vara, 54 times, Ek Bare at one time, Anna, eatables, how you eat, Shatta Shatta Bhara, hundreds of pots. In this connection, Advaita Acharya referred to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya pointed out that at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate 54 times a day, and each time he ate many hundreds of pots of food. Say Gaura, say Krishna, say Jagannath. So, the same concept here. Tina Janara Bhaksha Pinda Tomara Ekagrasa Tara Lekhaya Ek Anna Nahe Pancha Grasa. Tina Janara of three persons, Bhaksha Pinda, the stack of eatables, Tomara of you, Eka Grasa, one morsel, or through that, Lekhaya. Lekhaya in proportion, a anna, this food, nahe, is not, pancha grasa, five morsels. Shri Advaita Acharya said, the amount of food that three people can eat does not constitute even a morsel for you. In proportion to that, these edibles are not even five morsels of food for you. Mora bhagya, mora ghare, tomara agamana, Chadaha chaturi prabhu karaha bhojana. Mora bhagye, by my fortune, mora ghare, at my home, tomara, your agamana, appearance, chadaha, all this jugglery, prabhu, my lord, karaha, just do bhojan, eating. By my great fortune, you have just come to my home. Please do not juggle words. Just begin eating and do not talk. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol Madhavi?
Yeah, I got disconnected.
You got disconnected?
Yeah, I just...
Oh, watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Join back.
So, okay, now reading 78 verse.
Okay.
Eta bali jala dila dohi go sandira hate hasira la gila dune bhojana karite. Eta bali saying this, jala dila supply water dohi sandira of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda hate on the hands hasira smiling Lagila began dune both of them bhojana karite to eat. Upon saying this, I thought they supplied water to the lords so that they could wash their hands. The two lords then sat down and smiling began to eat the prasadam. Nityananda kahe kahe tina upvasa aji parana karite chilla bhaya asha. Nityananda kahe, Lord Nityananda said, Kailun, I have undergone three upvas fasting days. Aji, today, parana, taking the fast, karite to do chilla, there was but a great asha, hope. Then Prabhu said, I have undergone fasting for 3 days continuously. Today I hope to break my fast. Aji upvasa haila acharya nimantrane arga petana bharive e graseka anne. Aji today also upvasa fasting haila, there was acharya nimantrane by the invitation of Advaita Acharya, arga peta, half my belly, na, not bharive, will fill a this graseka anne, one morsel of food. Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking that the quantity of food was enormous. Nityananda, on the contrary, thought it was not even a morsel. He had been fasting for 3 days and had greatly hoped to break the fast on that day. Indeed, he said, although I am invited to eat by Advaita Acharya, today also is a fast. So small a quantity of food will not fill even half my belly. Acharya kaya tumi ha tai thika sanyasi kabu phalam mula khao kabu povashi. Acharya kahe, Advaita Acharya said, Chandra, Tumi, you, how, or Tair, keep a sannyasi, a mendicant wandering on pilgrimages, kabo sometimes, phala mola, fruits and roots, khao, you eat, kabo upavasi, sometimes fasting. Adhajarya replied, sir, you are a mendicant traveling on pilgrimage. Sometimes you eat fruits and roots and sometimes you simply go on fasting. Daridra brahmana gare ye paila mushtipanda kiyate santushta ho chada lobha mana. Daridra brahmana of a poor brahmana gare at the home ye whatever paila you have gotten mushti eka one handful anna food kiyate in this santushta ho please be satisfied. Chada give up lobha mana your greedy mentality. I am a poor brahmana and you have come to my home. Please be satisfied with whatever little food you have received and give up your greedy mentality. Tanda balaya be kaile ni mantrana tata dite chaho yata kariye bhojana. Nityananda said, yabe, when kaila you have done ni mantrana invitation tata so much dite chaho you must supply yata as much as kariye bhojana I can eat. Nityananda Prabhu replied, whatever I may be, you have invited me. Therefore, you must try as much as I want to eat. So, Nityananda Katha Thakura Advaita Kahena Tanhare Kichu Paiye Pirita. Suni, hearing Nityananda of Lord Nityananda Prabhu Katha words, Thakura, His Divine Grace, Advaita Acharya, Kahena spoke, Tanhera, and to Nityananda Prabhu Kichu something, Paiya, taking the opportunity, Peri, the pleasing one. His Divine Grace Advaita Acharya, after hearing the statement of Nityananda Prabhu, took the opportunity presented by the joking word and spoke to him as follows. Brashta avudhuta tumi udara bharite, sanyasa laye iyacha, bhuji brahmana dandite. Best avdhuta, reject paramahamsa, to me you, udara bharite, to fill your belly, sannyasa. You have accepted the renounced order of life. Bhuji, I understand, brahmana, dandite, to give trouble to a brahmana. And you have accepted the renounced order of life, just to fill up your belly. You can understand that your business is to give trouble to brahmanas. There is a difference of opinion between Smartha Brahmana and a Vaishnava Goswami. There are even Smartha opinions and Vaishnava Goswami opinions available in astrological and astronomical calculations by calling Nityananda Prabhu a Brashta Avdhuta. Paramahamsa. In other words, Nityananda Prabhu had nothing to do with the rules governing Smartha Brahmanas. Thus, under pretense of condemning him, Advaita Acharya was actually praising him. In the Avadhuta stage, the Paramahamsa stage, which is the supermost stage, one may appear to be a Vishayi on the platform of sense gratification, but in actuality has nothing to do with sense gratification. At that stage, a person sometimes accepts the symbol and of a sannyasi and sometimes does not. Sometimes he dresses like a householder. We should know, however, that these are all joking words between Advaita Acharya and Tantu. They are not to be taken as insults. In Khara Daha, sometimes people misunderstand Nityananda Prabhu to belong to the Sakta Sampradaya. Sakta Sampradaya, whose philosophy is Anta Sakta Vaihi. So here, Sakta Vaihi. Yeah, I got disconnected. Yeah, okay. So actually, okay, sometimes we accepted to be disciple of Lakshmipa Tirtha. If he's so accepted, Nityanand Prabhu belonged to the Madhva Sampradaya. But he is Sampradaya of Bengal. Okay, so Nityanand Prabhu is actually a disciple of I think the Bhakti mentions he took Diksha from Lakshmipati Tirtha and he took Siksha from Madhavendra Puri. So, but some others they say that he took Diksha from Madhavendra also. So, anyways, okay, so any comment or question on this? Okay, next.
86. Tumi keti para dashavisha manera ana amitaha kanha baba dariya brahmana. Tumi you keti to eat para able dashavika 10 or 20 manera of the measurement of the mana ana rice ami I taha that kanha where baba shall get there. Very the poverty stricken Brahmana. Advaita Acharya accused Nityananda Prabhu saying, you can eat 10 to 20 mana of rice. I am a poor Brahmana. How shall I get so much rice? A mana is a measurement containing about 4 kilos. It is. Ya panacha yushti eka ana tahankana uta. Pagalami na kariya na chudaya juta. E panacha, whatever you have, mushti eka, one handful, anna rice taha, that kana eating, utta, please get up. Pagalami, madness na, do not. Kariha, do na, do not. Chudaya, straw. Juta, remnants of food. Whatever you have, though it be a palmful of rice, please eat it and get up. Don't show your madness and strive the remnants of food here and there. E mata hasyarate karena bojana ardha ardha khana prabhuchade na vyajana. E mata in this way, hasyarate jokingly karena does bojana eating ardha ardha half and half khana after eating. Prabhu, the Lord, Chadena gives up Yajana, all the vegetables. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate and talked in Advaita Prabhu jokingly. After eating half of each vegetable preparation given to him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu abounded it and went on to the next. Say, Yajana Acharya Puna Karena Purana E Mata Puna Puna Pari Vishavya Jana. Savya Jana, that half finished vegetable. Acharya, Advaita Acharya. Punha again. Karina does. Purana finish. E Mata in this way. Punha Punha again and again. Pari Vesha distributes Yajana vegetables. As soon as half of the vegetables in the pot was finished, Advaita Acharya filled it up again. In this way, as the Lord finished half of the preparation, Advaita Acharya again filled it up. Dona Vyajana Bhari Karina Pratana Prabhu Balena Eka Arakata Kariba Bojana. Dona the pot, Vyajana with vegetables, Bhari filling. Karina makes Pratana request. Prabhu Balena, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ara more Kata, how much? Kariba can I do? Bojana eating. After filling a pot with vegetables, Advaita Acharya requested them to eat more and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how much more can I go on eating? Acharya kahi e diyachi tahana chadibha ekana e diyatara adika kaibya. Acharya kahi, Advaita Acharya said, e diyachi, whatever I have given, tahana chadibha, please do not give it up. Ekana, now, I am giving. Tara ardeka, half of it. Kaiba, you will eat. Advaita Acharya said, please do not give up whatever I have already given you. Now, whatever I am giving, You may eat half and leave half. Nana yatra dhaye prabhure karela bhojana acharyera iccha prabhu kari la purana. Nana yatra jnane, in this way, by various efforts and by humility, prabhu re lord chaitanya mahaprabhu karayalya cause bhojana eating acharyera iccha the wish of advaitacharya prabhu lord chaitanya mahaprabhu karela did purana fulfillment purana. In this way, by submitting various humble requests, Advaitacharya made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda eat, and thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled all the desires of Advaitacharya. Nityananda kahi amara peta na karila lana yana tora anna kinchu na kara. Nityananda kahi, Nityananda Prabhu said, amara, my peta belly, na not. Parela filled, lana taking away, yaha go, tora your anna food, kinchuna kaila, I have not eaten anything. Again Nityananda Prabhu jokingly said, my belly is not yet filled up. Please take away your food, I have not taken the least of it. 24. Eta vali eka krasa bhata, hate lana, uchali telila age, yena kruda hana. Eta bali, saying this, eka grasa, one palmful, bata, rice, hate, in the hand, lana, taking, ujhali, releasing, telila, through, age, aje, infant, yena, as if, kruda hana, becoming angry. After saying this, Nityananda Prabhu took a handful of rice and threw it on the floor in front of him, as if he were angry. Bata de achari lage acharya na hange, bata hange lana acharya nachi bahu range. Uta tui chari, two or four pieces of the thrown rice lage touch acharya na ange, the body of Advaitacharya, bata the rice ange on his body, lana with acharya nachi, the acharyas began to dance bahu range in many ways. When two or four pieces of the thrown rice touched his body, Advaitacharya began to dance in various ways with the rice still stuck on his body. Advaitera duta lagila mora ange paramata vitra more kaila e dange. Avadute juta, in the remnants of the food of the Advaita, avaduta lagila touched more ange and the body parama pavitre perfectly purified more me kale made a this dange behavior. When the rice thrown by Nityananda Prabhu touched his body, Advaitacharya thought himself purified by the touch of the remnants thrown by Paramahamsa Nityananda. Therefore he began dancing. The word avaduta refers to one above all rules and regulations, sometimes not observing all the rules and regulations of a sannyasi. Nityananda Prabhu exhibited the behavior of a mad avaduta. He threw the remnants of food on the ground and some of these remnants touched the body of Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya accepted this happily because he presented himself as a member of the community of Smartha Brahmana. By touching the remnants of food thrown by Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya immediately felt himself purified of all the Smartha contaminations. The remnants of the food left by a pure Vaishnava are called the Mahaprasadam. This is completely spiritual and is identified with Lord Vishnu. Such remnants are not ordinary. The spiritual master is to be considered on the stage of Paramahamsa and beyond the jurisdiction of the Varnashrama institution. The remnants of food left by the spiritual master and similar Paramahamsas or pure Vaishnavas are purifying. When an ordinary person touches such prasadam, his mind is purified and his mind is raised to the stages of a pure Brahmana. The behavior and statements of Advaitacharya are meant for the understanding of the ordinary people who are unaware of the strength of the spiritual values, not knowing the potency of the food left by the bona fide spiritual master and pure Vaishnavas.
Okay, any question or comment? Tore nimantrana kari painu taro phala. Invitation curry making, I know I have got in return. are of that phala, the result, Tora, your jati kula nahi, there is no indication of your caste and family. Sahaje, by nature, agar you are a madman. Adhyacharya jokingly said, my Nityananda invited you and indeed I have received the results. You have no fixed caste or dynasty. By nature, you are a madman. The words, sir, okay, next one.
98. Apanara samamura karibatare chutate tele vitrabali payana karile. Apana sama, like you, more means karibatare for making juta remnants of food. Dili, you have given vitrabali considering as a Brahman by a fear. Na karile, you did not. To make me a madman like yourself, you have thrown the remnants of your food at me. You did not even fear the fact that I am a Brahmana. The words Apana Sama indicates that Advaitacharya considered himself to belong to a smarta Brahmana and he considered Nityananda to be a transcendental state with pure Vaishnavas. Or Nityananda gave Advaita Acharya his remnants to situate him on the same platform and make him a pure unalloyed Vaishnava or a Paramahamsa. Advaitacharya's statement indicates that a Paramahamsa Vaishnava is transcendentally situated. A pure Vaishnava is not subject to the rules and regulations of the smarta Brahmanas. That was the reason for Advaitacharya's stating, Apana Sama More Kariba Tare, to raise me to your own standard. A pure Vaishnava or a person on the Paramahamsa stage accepts the remnants of food, Mahaprasadam, as spiritual. He does not consider to. Since gratification, he accepts Mahaprasadam not as ordinary dal and rice, but as a spiritual substance. To say nothing of the remnants of food left by pure rice. Indeed, it retains its spiritual value. Therefore, by eating or touching such Mahaprasadam, a Brahmana is not degraded. Such Mahaprasadam, one is freed from all the contamination of the material condition.
Hi, Bol. Hi, Krishna.
Yes.
I don't know, some voice beeping, joining and disconnected voice. I mean, can you hear?
Yes, Prabhuji, I can hear.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, got disconnected.
Anyways, but I felt that probably you are getting disconnected, but I think
yes,
you are
Prabhuji.
Reading.
I'm getting. Yeah.
And you are reading, but the problem is that the voice is coming in between and then there is a break.
Okay.
And then again it is so like that. Yeah. Okay, anyways, any question or comment on this?
No problem.
Okay. Next. Nityananda bale Krishna prasada yake jhuta kahi le tumi kahi le aparada. Nityananda bale, Lord Nityananda said, hey, this Krishna prasada, Mahaprasada of Lord Krishna, yake unto it jhuta, remnants of food. Kahile, if you say to me, you kahile have made aparad offense. Sananda replied, these are the remnants of food left by Lord Krishna. If you have taken them to be ordinary remnants, you have committed an offense. In the Brihad Vishnu Puran, it is stated that one who considers Mahaprasadam to be equal to ordinary rice and dal certainly commits a great offense. Ordinary edibles are touchable and untouchable, but there are no such dualistic considerations where prasadam is concerned. Prasadam is transcendental and there are no transformations or contaminations. This is there are no contamination or transformation in the body of Lord Vishnu himself. Thus, even if one is a Brahmana, he is certain to be attacked by leprosy and bereft of all family members if he makes such dualistic considerations. Such an offender goes to hell never to return. This is the intention of the real Vishnu Purana. Next.
Prabhuji, can we stop here to leave?
Huh?
I have to leave, Prabhuji. Can I stop here today?
Sorry, are you asking me to continue reading?
No, I have to leave now, Prabhuji.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can just finish this 100 verse, then we can end up.
Satika sanyasi adi karaha bojana tabe e aparada ha eva kandana. Satika sanyasi 100 sanyasi yadi if karaha you made bojana the eating tabe then eat this aparada offense. Eva they will be kandana nullification. Srila Nityananda Prabhu continued, if you invite at least 100 sannyasis to your home and feed them with sumptuously, your offense will be nullified.
Yeah. So this is a joking what's going on between him and the other children.
Okay.
We can stop here. Thank you for attending.
Thank you.
Week, mostly we'll have on Monday.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Okay, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Dhanwad Pranam.